Masechet Kedushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Kidashti es piti. Kidashti ar v'ger ashti ar kishi hiktana. Vare hiktana. Nema. A father is made that he was makadesh his daughter. Or he was makadesh her, and then he was makabel a get from her husband before he married her after the Kedushin, while she was a ktana, or while she was a nara. And she is still a ktana or a nara at the time he says this. The father is believed, and his daughter is asura lakuna, because she is a krusha. And just like the Torah gave the father a right to be makadesh his daughter while she is a ktana or a nara, so too the Torah gave nemanis to the father to be made that he was makadesh his daughter and that he was makabo a get from her husband, and his daughter is therefore asura lakuna al piv. Kidashtia v'gerashtia kishihik tana v'arehi gdola inu nemanis. But if the father said that he was Makadish's daughter and was Makabo again from her husband while she was a Ktana, but at the time the father says it, she is already a Gdola, meaning she is already a Bogeris, she is over 12 and a half years old and is no longer a Nara, the father is not Neman in this case, as the Torah only gave Nemanis to the father while his daughter is a Ktana or a Nara. But once the daughter is a Bogeris and she is no longer in the Rishus of her father, the Torah does not anymore give Nemanis to the father. Nishpeis upidisia, ben shehiktana, ben shehigdola, inunem. If the father is mad that his daughter was captured by Goyim, and that the father says he redeemed her from the Goyim, which according to what he is saying, his daughter is now asura lekahuna, as we have to be afraid that she was nevelis to the Goyim and has become a zona, and if she is the bas kohen, she cannot continue eating truma, whether his daughter is a katana or a gdola at the time. He says that the father does not have nemanis to possible his daughter from kuhuna, as the Torah only gave nemanis to the father to be made that he was Makadish's daughter or that he was makabel a get from her husband, but not to be made that his daughter was captured. Misha amar b'shas misasi, yesh li banim neman, yesh li achim inu neman. Somebody who is married and he does not have children that we know of, and that he does have brothers, so therefore if he would die, his wife would have to get chalitza or yibam from his brother. And before he died, he is made that he has sons from a different wife. We believe him, and therefore, when he dies, his wife would not have to get chalitza or yibam, even though we did not know until now that he had sons, and therefore she was becheskes that she would have to do yibam. Even so, he is neman to say that he has children. But if he is made that he has brothers, and until now we thought he had no brothers, and therefore his wife was becheskes heter l'shuk, that his wife had a chazaka that if he would die, she would not need chalitza or yibam, since he does not have brothers. And before he dies, he says he does have brothers somewhere, he would not be neman, as since his wife is becheskes heter, he has no right to put her becheskes iser and to say that she needs chalitza or yibam before she gets remarried. Hamekadesh es bito stam in habaygreis bechlam. Somebody who is mekadesh his daughter without specifying which daughter he's being mekadesh, and he has a number of daughters. Some of them are ktanos or naros, and some of them are baigreis. Baigreis are girls that are over 12 and a half, and the father does not have a schus to be mekadesh his baigreis. Therefore, when he's mekadesh his daughter, then the bogreis are not included, even though he did not specify which daughter. Now, even though the father has no right to be mekadesh his daughter that's a bogreis, so of course the bogreis are not included. The answer is, here we are talking about where the bogreis made him into a shliach to be mekadesh them. Even so, they are not bechlau. The reason being, as since the father has a bigger mitzvah to be mekadesh his daughter that are ktanos or naros than he does to fulfill the shlichus of the baigreis, so therefore we assume that when he was mekadesh his daughter, even though he didn't specify which daughter he was being mekadesh, that he was being mekadesh the daughter that are ktanos or naros, since it's a bigger mitzvah to be mekadesh his younger daughters than to fulfill the shlichus of the baigreis. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Misha Yeshlo Shtei Kitei Banos Mishtei Nashim. Somebody had two sets of daughters from two different wives. As he had a number of daughters from his first wife, and after his first wife died, he remarried, and then had another set of daughters from his second wife. Va'amar Kidashti Es Biti HaGdoyla Ve'eni Yodea Im G'doyla Shebegdoylois O G'doyla Shebegtanois O G'tana Shebegdoylois Shehi G'doyla Min HaGdoyla Shebegtanos. And he says, I was Makadesh, my big daughter. And he simply doesn't remember which daughter he was Makadesh, as maybe it was the biggest of the first set of girls, and therefore he called her Biti Agdola since she is the very oldest. Or maybe it was the biggest of the second set of daughters. Or maybe it was one of the younger girls from the first set that he would also call Biti Agdola since the whole first set is older than the whole second set. Kula Nasura is Chutman Aktana Shabiktano is Dibri Rabbi Meir. All of his girls are Asur. They are all Bechlal the Suffolk, as maybe each girl, the one that he was referring to when he said Biti Agdola, except for the very youngest, the youngest of the second set of daughters, according to Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir holds, it's possible he would call all of his daughters Biti Agdola. As the whole first set, he would call Biti Agdola, since the whole first set is older than the second set. And the oldest of the second set, he would also call Biti Agdola, since she is the oldest of the second set. But Rabbi Meir would admit that any girls from the second set that are younger than the oldest one would be mutter. So therefore, if he has three or four girls from the second set, only the very oldest would be usher. Anybody else would be mutter, as he would not call a younger girl from the second set Biti Agdola, even if they are not the very youngest. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulan Mutarais Chut Min Agdola Shebigdolis. Rabbi Yossi says all of his girls are mutter. They are not bechlal the suffix, except for the very oldest, the oldest of the first set. As according to Rabbi Yossi, he would not call Biti Hagdola to any of the girls except for the very oldest. Kidati is Biti Haktana. Somebody who says, I was Mekadesh, my little daughter. Ve'eni yodea imtana shebiktanos. And I don't know if I was referring to the very youngest, the youngest girl from the second set, oktana shebigdolos, or maybe I was referring to the youngest of the first set, ogdola shebiktanos shehiktana minaktanos shebigdolos, or maybe he was referring to one of the older girls of the second set, and he would call one of those girls Biti Haktana, as they are younger than the whole first set. Kulan Asurais Chut Min Agdola Shebigdolos Divrei Rabbi Meir. All of his girls are usher. They are all Bechlal this Suffolk, except for the very oldest. And the very oldest he would not call Biti Haktana, but the whole second set he would call Biti Haktana, since the whole second set is younger than the first set. And the youngest of the first set he would also possibly call Biti Haktana, since she is the youngest of the first set. But Rabbi Meir would admit that if he has more than two girls from the first set, only the very youngest would be usher. The older girls from the first set he would not call Biti Haktana. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulan Mutarais Chut Min Haktana Shebiktanos. Rabbi Yossi says all of his girls are mutter in this case, except for the very youngest. It's only the very youngest girl from the second set would he call Biti Haktana. The reason why the Mishnah brings down both of these cases is so that we should know that Rabbi Meir argues in the second case also. Even though Biti Haktana is not such a nice term to use for his daughters, and you might think Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Yossi, when somebody says Biti Haktana, he is referring to only the very youngest girl of the second set. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that even in a case of Biti Haktana, Rabbi Meir would argue with Rabbi Yossi and would say it's possible that somebody would call all of his daughters Biti Haktana except for the very oldest.